Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Gets a block! Are you kidding? Unbelievable!
Yeah, baby! My kid's giving it noise! The Flames win it! 1-0! Yeah, baby!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, I am Johnny Taco. Welcome to my audio magazine, folks. Unlike a lot of radio shows, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time talking. No. Let's let the guests talk. Speaking of the guests, tonight, of course, we're going to king of late night TV. I'm talking about Mr. Seth Meyers. Seth is in the house. What will we be talking about? We'll find out in a couple of minutes. Bottom line is, the Seth is a weekly staple here on the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine. In about 20 minutes past now, we're bringing the star. That's right, Dominic Jimenez. Dom's Diner's in the house, baby. Dom's got it going on. You know that A to Z. He's one of those millennial guys. And last but not least, the great Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant will be here. He'll be talking about, of course, LeBron James. LeBron James now, of course, having left Cleveland after Miami, before Cleveland, back to L.A. That's right, back to L.A. Never been to L.A. before, but, you know, went to hang there with Irvin Magic Johnson back in the day. Of course, a couple of the guys called LeBron, said you might want to come to L.A., and guess what? LeBron's in L.A., and it looks like the Lakers are going to look like a contender this year for the NBA title. Why? Because LeBron James is there, and he is the king of basketball, no doubt about that. Open phone lines all around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free Johnny Taco, no commitment text line. The number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So sit back for the ride. You're tuned to the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine live on Sports Byline.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
The White House has been rocked yet again by anonymous warnings about the president's fitness for office, and yet Republicans are still moving forward with a Supreme Court pick. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Trump is being allowed to fill a lifetime seat to the nation's highest court despite constant leaks about how dangerous and erratic he is. Every day, new details emerge from famed journalist Bob Woodward's upcoming book, Fear, whose cover looks like a Lifetime movie poster about an evil stepfather. And those details confirm that Trump is as vulgar and petulant in private as he is in public. In the book, even his own aides describe Trump as an unhinged idiot and professional liar who acted like and had the understanding of a fifth or sixth grader. Of course, you don't need a book to know that. You just need eyeballs and ear holes. Trump is in private exactly what he seems to be in public. It's both shocking and not surprising at the same time. I mean, the guy literally misspelled his own wife's name in a tweet. Not like he's doing that in public and then in private besting world leaders in games of chess.
Bad news, Angela. It seems you failed to counteract my queen's gambit by taking my pawn. And now my knight has your king in check. So if you'll excuse me, I have to meet my wife, Melanoma.
Now, one of the most eye-catching allegations in the book is that Trump's closest aides have resorted to hiding documents from him to stop him from signing or reading them.
Woodward describes an administrative coup d'etat and a nervous breakdown of the executive branch, with senior aides conspiring to pluck official papers from the president's desk so he couldn't see or even sign them.
Woodward also details the actions of some top aides in the White House, including former economic advisor, Goldman Sachs veteran Gary Cohn. Quote, according to Woodward, Cohn stole a letter off Trump's desk that the president was intending to sign to formally withdraw the U.S. from a trade agreement with South Korea.
Porter consulted Cohn, Gary Cohn, who told him, according to Woodward, quote, I can stop this. I'll just take the paper off his desk.
The craziest thing about that story is that if you steal a piece of paper from Trump's desk, he won't even know it's gone. He's like a guy who's blown away by the first half of a magic trick.
Oh, my God, how did you get that lady inside the box?
And this isn't even the first time there's been an explosive allegation from a tell-all book about how the Trump White House deals with paper. You might remember that just a few weeks ago, former Trump aide Omarosa Manigault Newman wrote in her book that she once saw Trump eat paper in the Oval Office. Now, in fairness, maybe he was just eating it so Gary Cohn couldn't steal it first. Gary comes in late at night looking for it, and then Trump flips on a light and says, oh, are you looking for your paper, Gary? Because I'm afraid I put it somewhere safe, my belly. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to meet my wife, Majorca. But the book is also filled with stories from Trump aides who have loyally served him and agree with most of his agenda, trying to cast themselves as heroic saviors protecting the republic from the whims of a madman. For example, Cohn threatened to resign after Trump's comments on Charlottesville, but Trump persuaded his economic advisor to stay on. Chief of Staff John Kelly then confided to Cohn that he shared Cohn's horror at Trump's handling of the tragedy and shared Cohn's fury with Trump. Kelly told Cohn, I would have taken that resignation letter and shoved it up his ass 6 different times. Man, I would have loved to see that conversation. I'm going to shove this resignation letter up your ass. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to shove it in my mouth and it'll end up in the same place. Second, it's easy to talk tough, but unless you're actually willing to resign and tell the American people everything you know, then your tough talk is worthless. John Kelly's like a kid who tells his friends he's going to stand up to the bully who steals his lunch money, and then when lunchtime comes, tells the bully, keep shaking, there's more in my back pocket. Now, Trump has denied all of this, and yesterday in the Oval Office, he called Woodward's book a work of fiction, but that's not what he told Woodward on the phone when he called him just a few weeks ago to complain that he hadn't been interviewed for the book. Woodward recorded the call, and Trump was very complimentary.
I spent a lot of time on this, talked to lots of people.
All right, good.
And as you know and are living, we're at a pivot point in history.
Right.
And I would have liked to have done that, and I maximized my effort.
Right.
And somehow it didn't get to you. Or
it's really too bad because nobody told me about it, and I would have loved to have spoken to you. You know I'm very open to you. I think you've always been fair.
Oh, my God. How is there always a secret tape that contradicts everything Trump says? Although I guess I shouldn't be surprised the same guy who can be tricked into not signing a piece of paper doesn't realize everyone around him has a GoPro strapped to their heads. But hey, in fairness to Trump, he probably didn't know he was being recorded.
I'm turning on my tape recorder.
Oh, that's
with
okay.
Your permission.
That's okay.
Oh my God. He's like a he's like a bank robber who waves at the security camera. The craziest part of this phone call is when Trump explains that his aides never asked him if he wanted to do an interview with Woodward because they were too afraid.
It's a chance missed, and I don't know how things work over there in terms
of
getting to you.
Well, if you would call Madeline in my office, did you speak to Madeline?
No, I didn't. But
Madeline is the key. She's the secret because she's the person.
I talked to Kelly.
Well, a lot of them are afraid to come and talk, but you never called for me. It would have been nice, Bob, if you called for me in my office. I mean, I have a secretary. I have 2-3 secretaries. If you would have called directly, a lot of people are afraid.
So to recap, Trump says Bob Woodward's book is a work of fiction because he never spoke to Woodward because his aides were too afraid to talk to him about doing an interview for Woodward's book, which is literally called Fear. Trump is such a bad liar, even his lies prove that he's lying.
Your book called Fear is totally inaccurate, and I would have told you that if my aides weren't too afraid to come talk to me. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to meet my wife, mesothelioma.
For almost 2 years, we've had this frustrating spectacle of Trump's closest aides anonymously warning us that the president they work for is erratic and dangerous, but refusing to actually do anything about it. And yesterday, we got the most stunning example of that yet from an anonymous op-ed in the New York Times titled, I Am Part of the Resistance Inside the Trump Administration, warning about Trump's erratic and reckless behavior. And now the op-ed has put Trump supporters in the weird position of having to defend the president's mental health, like South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who said this Wednesday on CNN.
To those who believe that this man is a fool, that this man is crazy, that there's something wrong with Donald Trump and it's just the people around him that keep us safe, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. If you're out there saying Trump's a kook or he's crazy or he's unfit for office, you don't know what you're talking about.
I think he's a kook. I think he's crazy. I think he's unfit for office.
Oh, my God, the author of the op-ed was Lindsey Graham. That would explain the paragraph where he calls Trump crazier than a wet mule eating corn through a picket fence. But this week has been a perfect distillation of the GOP's complicity in the Trump debacle, because even as a parade of Trump officials quietly warn the public that he's unfit for office, they're letting him hang around to fill a lifetime seat on the Supreme Court with his handpicked nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. And in his confirmation hearing so far, Kavanaugh has been exactly the kind of loyal partisan Trump would want. For example, he's been asked a series of questions that could be crucial to the Russia investigation, like, can the president pardon himself? Does he have to comply with a subpoena? And every time, he has refused to answer even those basic questions.
President Trump claims he has an absolute right to pardon himself. Does he?
The question of self-pardons is something I've never analyzed.
Can a sitting president be required to respond to a subpoena?
So that's a hypothetical question.
No, it's not. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is on TV every day talking about how Trump would just ignore a subpoena. You know, this guy always looked like he just had a resignation letter shoved up his ass. I mean, it's mind-boggling that we're even considering allowing a president to fill a lifetime seat on the Supreme Court while his own aides warn the public that he's unfit for office. But that's the corrupt bargain the GOP has made. They're not heroes containing Trump. They're collaborators working with him, even though they know he's
a kook.
This has been A Closer Look.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
I was somebody around the game and a lot of different games, and I got to know the great athletes. And I remember one time when I was in sports editor in Philadelphia, I had planned to go to a ball game that night to write a column, but the game was rained out. And I went over to the Warwick Hotel, Center City, Philadelphia, and where the ball players used to stay. And I found Stan Musial standing under a canopy. And I had known Musial along the way and interviewed him, and he was just the greatest guy. I mean, there was never a great athlete better than Stan Musial. And I said to him, Stan, why are you always smiling? And he looked at me and he said, well, if you hit 340 for 20 years, you'd smile all the time too.
I went to penitentiary, Gene Wilder, I did a movie, I went to do a film in penitentiary, I was up there 6 weeks, Arizona State Penitentiary. It was something, you applauding for that? Arizona State Penitentiary, real popular. Oh man, it was strange because it's like 80% black people. And what's strange about that is that there are no black people in Arizona.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Wow! Wow!
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
This is Sports Overnight America.
What is happening, everybody? It is time. The diner is open for business. Once again, I'm Dominic Jimenez, and this is Dom's Diner, where I'm serving you the best and the worst in the week of sports. Let's do this. Start off, I've got some awesome winners on the menu for you.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, Shohei Ohtani. Now, yes, it was announced that Shohei is going to end up needing Tommy John surgery. At least that's the recommended course of treatment. He suffered more damage to his ulnar collateral ligament, his UCL in his elbow. That's the Tommy John ligament. After his very brief appearance returning from the sprained elbow earlier in the season, maybe the Angels shouldn't have pitched him. That's not the point. That's not why he's a winner. Shohei Ohtani is a winner because, first off, he became the first player since Babe Ruth with 5 wins and 15 home runs in an MLB season. That's a long time since we've had something like that. No, Shohei Ohtani is not Babe Ruth, but he's doing Babe Ruth-like things in terms of being the first since Ruth to accomplish feats on the mound and from the batter's box in the same season. Second reason Shohei Ohtani is a winner is because after it was announced that he was probably going to look into having Tommy John surgery because it was going to be the only recommended course of treatment for his elbow, he goes 4-for-4 with 2 singles, 2 homers, and a stolen base. How about that? You go, Shohei Ohtani. If you do end up having the Tommy John surgery, I hope it all goes well. And people are saying, oh, he should just stick to hitting. When you can throw the ball 100 miles an hour in the strike zone, you can pitch and you may want to focus on that in addition to the hitting because, if he was a full-time hitter, he could probably hit 40 home runs. But if he continues to do this halvesies thing, I think he could legitimately win 15 games and hit 15 home runs. How about that? Next winner, Tiger Woods. He's 12 under through 3 rounds at the BMW Championship, tied for 11th currently. He's 25th in the FedEx Cup standings. He's been named a captain's pick for the U.S. Ryder Cup team. And this season's scoring average, his first full season in a very long time, is just 0.2 of a shot higher than his career average. He's averaging 69.8 shots per round versus a 69.6 in his entire career. Now, Tiger hasn't won a tournament yet in 2018, but things are going up. Things are looking good for Tiger. He probably isn't going to win at the BMW. He's more than 5 shots back off the lead. However, this is the best Tiger Woods has played since he's been injured.
This is a full season now. Tiger has looked good. Yes, of course, there have been moments where he hasn't looked good. But as a whole, like I said, just 0.2 of a stroke more per round on his average score than in his entire career. So I think Tiger Woods is back, and it would not surprise me to see him win a major in just a short bit of time. That was all the winners. It was just two winners. A lot of losing this week, though. First off, we'll start with Manchester United. Yes, they won their most recent game, but that's not why they're losers. They allowed 3 goals against Tottenham the week prior, and for the first time in 26 seasons, they lost 2 of their first 3 games. They started the season 0-2-1. David De Gea, we've chronicled him before. He's been a loser in the diner before, on the menu. He has not been good since the World Cup. Finally got a win against Burnley. But until then, he's been struggling mightily. And Jose Mourinho, the coach of Manchester United, the manager, if you will, this was his quote after the 3-0 loss to Tottenham. "By the strategic point of view, we didn't lose. By the tactical point of view, we didn't lose. But we lost the game." Let that sink in, folks. Yes, Jose Mourinho is one of the best managers in all of football today. But this seems to happen everywhere he goes. He's amazing for 3 or 4 seasons, and then it just, metaphorically, it hits the fan, and things just go off the rails. So, Manchester United definitely the losers this week. My next losers, the Steelers fans and fantasy owners. Le'Veon Bell, arguably the best running back in the NFL, his holdout continues. His teammates are getting frustrated. We've got offensive linemen speaking to the media, saying how annoyed they are with Le'Veon, that he still hasn't showed up. And he won't play in Sunday's game against Cleveland, the season opener for the Steelers. He didn't make it to the team bus. He hasn't reported. He hasn't been to practice. And when I say he didn't make it to the team bus, he didn't show up for the team bus to Cleveland. So Le'Veon Bell, frustrating both Steelers fans and fantasy owners, because fantasy owners that took Le'Veon Bell, I guarantee you he was either a keeper or he got taken in the first 4 picks. So Le'Veon Bell, disappointing multiple fan bases with this holdout. Speaking of holdouts, another loser, the Oakland Raiders. They trade their best player, Khalil Mack, when they didn't have to. Khalil Mack was holding out. He wanted a big contract. He wanted an extension. He felt he was due for an extension, and he felt, hey, my production has far exceeded what I'm getting paid. Give me an extension. Give me some big money. The Raiders were not willing to acquiesce in any fashion, despite having him under contract for 2018 and then having the ability to franchise tag him for the next 3 years. So instead of letting him ride it out or paying him, they traded him to the Chicago Bears. And not only did they trade him for 2 first-round picks, they gave the Bears a second-round pick, too. There's dissension in the locker room. There's question marks about John Gruden and his methods. Is his old style of coaching and his methodology, is it going to work in today's game? Raiders are a mess. And on top of it, they're facing a lawsuit from the city of Oakland, an antitrust lawsuit about leaving the city of Oakland, and the Raiders may be out even sooner than we thought. So, the Raiders, definitely losers this week. And my last loser, Thursday Night Football. The Eagles do beat the Falcons 18-12 to open the season, but it was hard to watch, folks. 15 penalties in the first half, 26 overall, 3 dropped interceptions, safety for the Falcons, Keanu Neal tears his ACL. Matt Ryan and Julio Jones seemingly can connect at will unless they're in the red zone. It was tough to watch. Welcome back to football, I think. Maybe not the type of performance the NFL was hoping for with the debut of Thursday Night Football of the 2018 season. Now, a little bit related to losers, as always, we got good job, good effort. This one's going to go back to the preseason a little bit, folks, so bear with me. But because the NFL season is upon us, and it has started with that ugly Thursday Night Football game, I got to take us back to the preseason just really quick. The third preseason game is generally considered the dress rehearsal for the NFL season, for the regular season. Teams are playing all their starters. They're not playing the entire game, but they're getting the longest run that they normally get. It's not a 2 series or 1 series of the starters and then a bunch of backups fighting for a slot on the team or position or anything like that. No. The third preseason game, traditionally, is the dress rehearsal where starters play at least half the game. At least half. At the minimum. Now, I take you back to the third preseason game. The dress rehearsal, mind you. And the Dallas Cowboys. Now, no, Ezekiel Elliott did not play. Dak Prescott did not play. That's a fact. It wasn't the regular starters, but there were a lot of Cowboys starters. And they committed 8 turnovers. That's right. 8. I don't care if it's Pop Warner. I don't care if it's a preseason game. I don't care if it's college football. I don't care if it's the Super Bowl. 8 turnovers? Are you kidding me? I don't care if it's not even the starters the entire game. 8 turnovers by the Cowboys in a single game in their third preseason game, which was supposed to be the dress rehearsal. If you're not Cowboys fans, it wasn't all the regular starters, so at least you have that going for you. But holy cow, that could be problematic and spell a little bit of trouble in the Big D for America's team. It'd be problematic. 8 turnovers. Oy. Okay, and as we get ready to close up shop, you are our last table, so congratulations. We're still here, but we're here for you, and our final special on the menu today is Say What?
Say what?
There are a lot of NBA franchises that have fan bases who are embarrassed just because of the way the team performs, and one of those fan bases currently are the New York Knicks. So a Knicks fan decided to auction off his fanhood on eBay. Surely that's not going to get any bids. Maybe a few bucks here. But how about, no, this fan's fanhood that was auctioned off on eBay sold for $3,450. Now, who bought it? A Lakers fan. So that former Knicks fan is now going to have to be a Lakers fan. That is going to wrap it up here at the diner, folks. Enjoy football. It's back. I cannot wait. I'm Dominic Jimenez, and next up on the Taco Man Audio Magazine, we get a little bit of Kobe Bryant talking about LeBron James here on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his Thursday night NFL season opener winner, Atlanta Falcons at Philadelphia Eagles, absolutely free. Call now 800-220-6262 and get tonight's winner absolutely free. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials, dogs winning outright, favorites running away with a win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. He loves tonight's game. Call 800-220-6262 absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one handicapper. He's the professional that professionals turn to. Call now 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call 800-220-6262.
iHeartRadio.
An app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
How often do you think about basketball? How often does that
Every day now. Every day, because my daughter is playing and I coach. So I coach her team, so we practice every day. And so,
okay. Are you running the triangle?
We are. We are. We are
running the triangle.
We absolutely are. And they execute it beautifully.
No kidding.
Beautifully. I was messing with Phil. So the first time we ran the triangle,
right?
We ran the center opposite action.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran it beautifully, got a beautiful open three, knocked it down. So I sent the video to Phil. Phil was like, is that center opposite? They actually ran it. And I said, yes, because he got a better coach.
Nice. I like it.
He just thought, he was awesome.
How old are they now?
12.
So they're 12. So you're 12. Running with 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Are you giving them reading material for 12-year-olds?
No,
are you doing that, Phil?
I've learned is like, it's you have to think clearly in how you teach it. You just go piece by piece. Like, it's my responsibility to try to teach them the game and teaching the fundamentals of the game most importantly, right? Passing with the left hand.
Right.
Understand spacing. Being able to shoot the ball properly. Finish at the rim properly. Just basics, right? Instead of throwing them everything at once, you just break it up month to month.
So are you, do you find yourself using Phil-isms with the kids? Like,
I do. But I started doing that even later in my career. A lot of his philosophies, a lot of things that he's taught me, have really shaped who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think he's the greatest coach, because he impacted me, not just from a basketball perspective, but, you know, as a person too.
So give me an example. What has he left for you?
The patience. Right? I mean, you remember me when I was younger, it was like, yo, do this, do it now. Let's go. Why aren't you getting this? Come on, let's go.
Right.
As opposed to now sitting back and allowing things to materialize and allowing people and to develop and find their own way and be there simply as a guiding force, which helps me a lot in the coaching of my kids' team, helps me in storytelling a lot as well.
For the podcast is what you got out there now, you're talking about like when the stories are written for these children's podcast, the Punies, are you going over the copy? Are you like actually looking through what's being written?
Yeah, so like what I did is when the idea of the show first came to me, I had the two characters already created, which was Puny Pete and Bebe LaBelle.
Mm-hmm.
And I had written 10 short stories for them. And my idea was to have them have individual picture books with short stories. But then we have a family tradition where we watch The Sandlot every 4th of July. And
Every
4th of July, we watch The Sandlot as a family. And after watching The Sandlot, I was like, man, we need more movies like this, you know, for kids. It's just in a park and having fun.
Uh-huh.
So I started kind of coming up with ideas and concepts, and nothing really stuck. And then in Thanksgiving, our other tradition is watching The Peanuts, you know, Thanksgiving special.
Sure, right.
And so when I was watching that, those two things just came together for me. It was like, I got it. Puny Pete, Bebe LaBelle come together. This is going to be... Yeah, I'm going to mix The Sandlot and the Peanuts and create our own series.
Well, it's interesting, you know, listening to some of the episodes of this podcast, the opening theme, when I heard it, it sounded like the Peanuts theme.
Yeah,
is that on purpose?
That's our homage to the Peanuts and Schultz and what they were able to create. And I feel like in this day and age for children, the music is very pop. You know, there's all of that. There's no classic music anymore of strong piano themes and strong melody themes. And so we wanted to kind of go back to the way shows used to be.
So when it all comes down to it, you want to do what with your second career here,
well,
Kobe?
What we want to do is use sports as the greatest metaphor for life. And if we feel like if we can teach kids how to deal with anxiety, how to deal with pressure, how to deal with failure, how to deal with success through sport, then in turn it helps them to become better people, right? So like if you're struggling with something, if your kid's struggling with a bully at school or struggling with taking tests because the pressure is just too much, how do you practice that? Like as a father, you can go to your daughter and your son and say, okay, you know, work your hardest. Don't worry about the end result. But those are just words, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
right? They have to physically put themselves, emotionally put themselves in that same situation over and over to really be able to understand how to deal with it. And what we're saying is that sports does that for you. So now through sport, when you practice every day and you're playing these games and you have these emotional challenges, you get used to figuring out how to navigate yourself through, which in turn helps you to become a better test taker and vice versa.
I had Jeannie Buss on my show last week. She said that you sent her a text when LeBron came to the Lakers of her as the mother of dragons. You sent her a Khaleesi photograph to her phone?
I did.
What was your intention on
that? I sent her a gif of Khaleesi riding in on 1,000 ships behind her with Tyrion next to her and everybody next to her. So I said, this is what you are. I mean, when I spoke to her about making her decision, I told her, I said, at some point, Jeannie, you have to become Khaleesi. You got to be the mother of dragons.
The decision with her family?
Yeah, you got to claim what is rightfully yours and go for it, man. So I felt like that was appropriate to send her that gift.
Well, she kind of does sit on that iron throne, I guess, to use that phrase, with LeBron coming here. What is your relationship with LeBron?
I talked to him the day it was announced. I talked to him and just reached out to him and said, welcome to L.A. And I said, now you're a part of the family. So if you ever need anything whatsoever, just... you know where to find me, man. I'm right here, and I was excited for him.
Are you aware that there are some of your diehard fans that have an issue with LeBron being termed as part of the family?
Kobe? Yeah, I hear that, but, listen, if you're a fan of mine, you're a fan of winning. You're a fan of the Lakers, right? I bleed purple and gold, so that's above anything else. I've been a Laker fan since I was yay high. Mm-hmm. That's never going to change, right? And we're about winning championships, so they'll fall in line.
What do you think he needs to accomplish here in order to be viewed in a similar vein as, say, you as a Laker, Kobe?
Well, I don't know. Making the comparisons of him being viewed in a similar vein as me, I mean, that doesn't make much sense, right? I mean, I think the goal is always to win championships. No matter where you go, that's the goal. And that's his goal. That's Rob's goal. That's Magic's goal. That's Jeannie's goal. Rondo, all the guys, Kuzma, Lonzo, they all want to win championships, man. So that's what they're gunning for.
So he needs to win a championship here in LA?
Why do people always say that? They say, okay, well, you need to win. And then there's this like crowd of people that are like, well, you don't need to win a championship. Well, you're asking me, you have to win championships. This is why we play. This is why we're here, is to win championships. And, you know, he wouldn't have came here if he didn't expect to win championships.
Well, I mean, I'm of the mindset that his legacy as one of the all-time greats is already sealed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's he's already done that.
Well, yeah.
You would agree with that assessment, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So now he's coming to Los Angeles, and in a way, he's trying to next level achieve with something you already have, which is Laker championships plural, and maybe an Oscar in the trophy case also.
Well, it's just really simple. Wherever you play, the object is to win championships. That's it.
End of story.
End of story.
Professional basketball, how often do you think about that these days?
Every so often, but not much. I mean, I think about it for, a lot of the players reach out and they want to come out and work out and do some things like that. So I have guys come down and I'll work with them.
Jason's been down.
Jason Tatum's been down. Kuzma's been down. Have a couple more in the books coming down later in the summer.
What do you do with them? What do you do with these guys?
The first thing to do is self-assess. Like, what do you feel comfortable doing on the court? What do you don't feel comfortable doing? And it starts with that. You got to be able to look inside and say, okay, you know, coaches can only tell you but so much. You know what you can and can't do, and you have to be honest about it. And so once we get to that, then it's okay. Well, let's put you through it.
How does Kuzma look to you?
Dude, he looks great, man. He looks great. He's got good rhythm. He has the ability to disassociate movements, right, which gives him a fluidity when he plays. But he can shoot the ball. He's worked on his mid-range game a lot. Post-up game looks strong. So looking forward to him having a good year, man.
How often do you give your thoughts on the current Laker roster to, say, your former agent?
Every time Rob calls me.
Okay. you offer something up to him.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, Rob and I have been friends forever. I mean, he's godfather to Gianna and... so we'll talk, man. And sometimes I'll call just to check him to see how he's doing. Mm-hmm. You know, because like, you know, when I played during the season, he'd have to pick up for me with my family. because I'd miss, for example, Halloween, Christmas.
Sure.
And so he'd go out with my family and stuff. And
when
so,
he was your agent?
When he was my agent. And okay. So now it's just kind of reverse. So when he's out on the road, I'll spend time with his family and take him out trick-or-treating and all that good stuff.
What do you think of Rondo's presence here with Lonzo Ball and him? Is there, you think, a competition in the backcourt?
No, I think there's a lot to be learned from. I mean, Rondo's a student of the game. How he studies the game, I think mm-hmm. it's something that Lonzo can learn from. You know, Rondo will sit there and watch film for hours and hours and hours and hours and dissect and pick things apart to the smallest of detail. And I think it's important for Lonzo to see that. Also, how he facilitates the game, how he reads things happening before they actually happen, how you can manipulate the defense to make things happen. And also, defensively, he gets after you. Mm-hmm. So I think it's great.
When I spoke to Jeannie, she said that she would have you do anything you'd like for the Lakers franchise. Has she communicated that to you?
Yeah.
Okay, she has.
Yeah.
Even a rumor that you might consider even maybe coming out of retirement to play one more time for the Lakers.
Right.
I see you're laughing.
Yeah.
There's nothing to that, right?
There's about a 0% chance that I come back and play.
So not even like a...
Nothing.
Zero. You're toast. You're finished.
Done.
As a player.
That's it.
Did last year at any point with you going through your first season not playing basketball...
Never.
Not once did you think about it?
Never. Here's the thing. Is for us athletes, it's really hard to transition from that. Right? And I was really personal about it when I wrote Dear Basketball. But that is the true challenge of finding what comes next and finding something that you love to do every bit as much as you love your first passion. That is a challenge for us. And I think, unfortunately for us athletes, we've been pigeonholed into thinking that we can only be one thing. And so when I retire, everybody is saying, okay, he's too competitive. He's not going to know what to do with himself. He's going to have to come back. I took that as a personal challenge of them thinking I'm this one-dimensional person. That all I know is how to dribble a ball, shoot the ball, and play basketball and compete at that level. And so I took that as a personal challenge. I will never come back to the game, ever. I'm here to show people that we can do much more than that. And creating this business, winning an Oscar, winning the Emmy and the Annie, those are things that are showing other athletes that come after, no, no, there's more to this thing, right? So I would never, it's not even a thought.
So the goal was an EGOT? You want the Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar,
no,
the Tony?
The challenge became, how do I take the lessons that I learned through the game of basketball and translate them into building the studio, right? What are the things that I can take from that? The discipline, the commitment, the team and community. How do you get the best out of each other? How do I take those lessons and move those here? That is the challenge. How do we do great work, uncompromising great work? You're not looking at the bottom line. You're focused on the product first, right? Is this the best thing that we can possibly make, no matter what? And having that sharp focus is something that I got from the game of basketball.
So then podcasts, I mean, how for children? How do you choose your projects? How does that process go for you?
Well, I just I'll sit and I'll think and I'll create. You know, I write them all out and create the characters, create the rules, the structure. And then you kind of got to go with your gut. You got to go with your gut and see, are we creating something that's been done before? Or is this a project, something that nobody's seen before? Mm-hmm. And is it a project that we're not sure that we can do? And if the answer is yes, then 9 times out of 10, we're going for that one, right? Because that means we're pushing boundaries a little bit. So that's how I generally pick them.
Do you ever want to act?
No. No. I love creating. I love creating. I love directing. I love producing. I don't love acting. I don't love being in front of the camera. I like trying to figure out if the arc of the story is the right one.
Sure. Are you taking pitches?
No.
You don't take pitches?
Nope.
Nobody's pitching Kobe Bryant a story.
No, we don't take pitches. Like we're a very focused company. Like we have our projects that's slate out 5 years. We know exactly what we're releasing from now to 5 years from now, and when we're releasing them, and how they have a domino effect from books to film to Broadway. We have very specific goals and things that we want to accomplish. So we're very, very focused on those. And all the projects are created in-house.
So coming to you with my Dear TV idea, that's out. That's not happening. I mean, if I ever need for you to write
Well,
TV,
you kind of just slipped it in there right now. So I'll take that as a pitch.
Well, I mean, no, it's just I'm not done with my career. You know what I'm saying? At some point.
Dear TV.
Dear TV.
Listen, I can always, you know, dust off
it's
the
okay
pen.
It's okay if you don't like it, Kobe. It's fine. Brother, listen, I can handle it.
Dust off the pen and edit it for you. You write it, send it to me, I'll edit it for you.
You'll make red notes, you'll circle?
I will.
Okay. In the meantime, you're just going to be coaching?
I'll be like, this one this one that one's real. No, I'm
wow, sorry. I feel now I'm getting the sense of understanding. You said you're more patient now. What happened to the patience, Kobe?
I'm saying it in my head as I'm editing it. When I give it back to you, I'll go, you know, I think there's another level that you can reach.
Okay.
Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I agree with that. See, is that how it would go?
Let's focus on being our best self.
Okay. And then in the meantime, you're just going to coach. You're coaching your daughters.
Yes, I am.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's
fun, man. And that's what, twice a week, three times a week? Is that what it is?
No, every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Is there a LeVar type parent that you're dealing with?
No, fortunately, all of our parents are very patient and just kind of hands off with their children.
No one's going to just take their kids to Lithuania?
No, not yet.
You never know.
Not yet.
Hey, Kobe, thank you very much.
You got it, man.
Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Kobe Bryant here on the Rich Eisen Show.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
Time to wrap things up. Another edition of the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine. I thank you so much for being part of the show because, you know, you could be doing anything in the entire world. The fact is you were here listening to the show, well, I feel honored and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Don't forget, Taco Man Radio airs every Saturday night on the West Coast at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern Time. And live in Honolulu, Hawaii at 7 o'clock p.m. Honolulu Time. Don't forget, this is Taco Man Radio live only on Sports Byline.